Welcome to Dental Brain Crops. I am your host, Chelsea Myers, and today we are going to wrap a bow on this topic of confidence that we've been discussing. Today, we're going to explore the depths of self-belief and the power that it holds in our lives. I want to dive into this fascinating topic of self-confidence and actually compare confidence and self-confidence and relate it to situations and things where we are uncomfortable or unfamiliar or experiencing challenges and obstacles, because those are the areas that we're typically craving that additional dose of confidence in. Now look, in life, we're going to face obstacles that challenge our confidence. And overcoming these hurdles plays a really pivotal role in building resilience and fortifying our belief in ourselves. When we face setbacks and failures head on, we discover our inner strength and determination, ultimately leading to increased self-confidence. It's through these experiences that we learn to adapt and grow and discover our true abilities. Now, developing resilience is key in maintaining confidence during these difficult situations. It's about reframing failures as valuable learning opportunities rather than allowing them to shatter our belief in ourselves. And when I'm working with clients, we get really granular about our definition of success and our definition of failure, because so often we misconstrue failure for not meeting the mark on something, which isn't failure at all, right? We've actually just learned a way that doesn't work, but we've learned so much more about ourselves and about the situation having tried an ultimately wrong strategy. We've learned what that strategy does do for us, what it feels like to get through and put the effort into executing that type of technique. And we ultimately are able to take that data and learn where to employ it later on. So it's never a complete loss. It's actually just a growing experience. But when we don't take the time to define success and failure, it can seem like if we miss the mark or we don't hit the goal in the way and timeline that we were hoping, that all is lost. And that's just simply not the case, unless we decide that it is. So what we want to do, and we talked about this in the last episode, we want to make sure that we've got support from really positive influences, coaches, mentors, friends, family, people that can provide that encouragement and perspective that we need to bounce back and even bounce back in a stronger way. You know, resilience is a muscle that can be trained and strengthened and empower us to face future challenges and unwavering confidence. Now, I want to delve into the distinction between self-confidence and confidence with specific things. So self-confidence is a way of being. It's rooted in the belief that we have the ability to figure things out and navigate challenging situations. It's an attitude. It's a belief system that transcends specific skills or tasks, impacting various aspects of our lives from decision making to personal growth. It is the foundation which resilience, adaptability, and a positive outlook are built. Now, on the other hand, confidence in specific things refers to the certainty that we gain through experience and mastery of a particular skill or task. So whether it's walking or driving, playing a musical instrument, anything like that, confidence in those things is task specific and context dependent. They develop over time through deliberate practice, repetition, and the accumulation of successful experiences in that area. Building self-confidence is closely intertwined with adopting a growth mindset. By embracing the belief that our abilities can be improved through effort and learning and perseverance, we pave the way for self-confidence to flourish. Embracing challenges and seeking feedback and maintaining a positive attitude are instrumental in cultivating self-confidence and expanding our capabilities. It is so important to recognize that self-confidence and confidence in specific things goes hand in hand. You know, building self-confidence empowers us to step outside of our comfort zones, tackle new challenges, and acquire additional skills, where conversely, confidence in specific things reinforces our overall self-confidence by providing tangible evidence of our competence and capability. So together, they create this powerful synergy, enabling us to thrive in various aspects of our lives. Now, as we wrap up the Chronicles of Confidence, remember that building and maintaining confidence is a lifelong adventure. So foster a growth mindset, surround yourself with positive influences, and identify challenges as unique opportunities for growth and development designed specifically for you to achieve the level of competencies and confidence that you want. When you do this, you're going to cultivate self-confidence and confidence in specific things along the way, which will allow you to reach that full potential and live your life with unwavering beliefs in yourself. That's all for today. And thank you for joining me on this exploration and adventure in defining, designing, and creating self-confidence. I appreciate you joining me for today's episode. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show, and visit dentallife.coach for access to additional coaching tools, as well as more episodes to help you create the dental life you truly desire.